Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Joining me right now is the athletic director of the University of Minnesota, Mark Coyle. Good morning, Mark. And, you know, the Gophers lose last night to a tough Michigan State team. But, boy, what a start to the season for your Gophers. And how satisfied are you right now with the job that Ben Johnson has done so far?
Hey, well, good morning, Adam, and appreciate you letting me be on the air with you today. You know, obviously, really excited for Coach Johnson. You know, we played a ranked Michigan State team last night, and I think we got down 18 points. We battled back, cut it to 6 late in the game. And what I love about Coach Johnson and his team is, you know, that they're a reflection of him. You know, he works tirelessly for his program, wants to build it the right way. We've got a great group of young men, and Ben's off to a great, great start. Just really excited to have him back home leading our men's basketball program.
Yeah, tough matchup, as Maxie was pointing out. Now he got to go to Michigan and face a tough Michigan team. So a kind of trial by fire for him.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, that's a great thing. You know, last night after the game, Coach Izzo was in his post-game press conference, and he and Ben have a really good relationship and have been friends for a long time. And he just talked about how relentless the Big Ten is. It's the best conference in college basketball, and every night you're going to have to tie your shoes up and play somebody really tough. And so we'll go over to Ann Arbor and have an opportunity to play, really, again, another ranked team and hopefully get a big win on the road for us.
Let's shift gears to Gopher football. They are headed to Phoenix, Arizona for the Guaranteed Rate Bowl against West Virginia. Let me ask you this, Mark. Gophers beat Purdue. Purdue goes to Nashville to the Music City Bowl. The Gophers beat Wisconsin. They're going to Vegas. It seems to me those are better bowls. Not that you want to say Phoenix isn't a good bowl, the Guaranteed Rate Bowl, but those seem to be better bowls. I guess, why aren't we playing in one of those bowls?
Yeah, well, there's so many factors that go into that, Adam, and that's a great question. You know, obviously, you know, we're excited about the win over Wisconsin and getting the axe back. We're excited about the win over Purdue. And if you look at how the bowl selections are done, you know, they're left up to the bowls. And so, you know, we did such a great job when we went to the Outback Bowl a few years ago. We had over, you know, close to 20,000 fans down there. The number of tickets that we sold when we played at Colorado this year, you know, we took over 6,000 Gopher fans went out there with us. And so, you know, we've got a strong reputation of selling tickets, which is phenomenal. You know, the Phoenix Bowl, what makes that exciting is, you know, we've got over 6,000 alumni in the Phoenix area. You know, and these bowls really rely on ticket sales in the local markets. And again, we feel like we're in a great spot. I know PJ's excited. Our student athletes are excited. We'll have a chance to play a good West Virginia team from the Big 12 Conference.
Can you update us on the situation on interest level and tickets being sold and how fans up here get tickets to the Guaranteed Rate Bowl?
Yeah, well, I don't have an update. I apologize. I've been traveling. I was out in Las Vegas. Bob Stein, our former Gopher great, was inducted into the National Football Foundation Hall of Fame two nights ago. So PJ and I had a chance to go out to Las Vegas and be a part of that ceremony and celebrate Bob and his great success. But if you go to gophersports.com, you can order tickets through us. We've got tickets available, obviously, and there's no doubt this team has a lot of upside. 8-4, a great season. Excited to have the Axe back and look forward to continuing to build for the future.
Let's shift to volleyball. Big match tonight. Gophers and Baylor. What can we look forward to? You know, Hugh McCutchen has done just such a great job. And a troubling start to the season here, including a loss to Baylor. But, boy, he righted that ship. And it's a big match tonight.
Yeah, big one. It's actually this afternoon. We play at 2 o'clock this afternoon. It's a big opportunity for us playing Baylor, who's nationally ranked like we are. And you know, I say this before. When we have recruits come to campus for all of our sports, if I'm in town, I like to meet with the recruits and their families just so they know who I am and what we're trying to do at Minnesota. And I literally tell our volleyball recruits, if you come to Minnesota, you're playing for the best volleyball coach in the world. I mean, he's won the Olympic gold medal. He's coached at the highest level. Year in and year out, he has our program competing for national championships. And obviously, we're in the Sweet 16, have a big opportunity this afternoon against Baylor. And there's no doubt he'll have our kids ready to play in that critical game.
Yeah, what time is that again, Mark? Sorry about
that. It's at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Yeah, it's this afternoon at 2 o'clock.
Very good. Mark, thanks so much for the time. I appreciate it as always. Athletic Director Mark Coyle. Mark, have a great weekend.
Hey, we appreciate you, and go Gophers.
All right, Mark Coyle from the University of Minnesota joining us here on the WCCO Morning News. Gave away another pair of tickets to the Foo Fighters. Nancy Keys from Edina is going to see the Foo Fighters August 3rd next year. That's three pairs of tickets we've given away. And guess what? We got one more to give away, another hour of the show, and we have one more pair of tickets to see the Foo Fighters. You can't buy them yet, so you can win them next hour here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Again, all you got to do is call us. When you hear that Foo Fighters music, pick up the phone, 651-461-9226. That's the number to call. Eighth caller will win a pair of Foo Fighter tickets from us here at News Talk 830 WCCO. Going to be a great concert next August at U.S. Bank Stadium. Snow is coming. We'll talk to Paul Douglas about that next hour. Also, former stud hockey player from the Twin Cities, now an author, wrote a book about getting girls involved with hockey. It's a pretty cool kids book. We'll talk about that. Might be a good Christmas present idea. That's coming up next, too. News Talk 830 WCCO, 757, 28 degrees. Adam Carter on the Morning News.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.